All right, you guys, so really quick, we are going to take a little break, pay some bills. So y'all probably heard about microdosing. If you search it around a bit on the internet, you will find all sorts of people are microdosing to feel healthier and perform better.
Yeah, so microdosing is really good because for people with anxiety, which I talk about all the time on this platform, it helps with anxiety, helps you decrease your stress, helps you sleep. So, yeah.
Dope. We love to microdose to help with anxiety, and it's a part of self-care. So, I actually need some, so I might be trying this after this right now. Our show today is sponsored by Microdose Gummies. Microdose Gummies delivered perfect entry-level doses of THC to help you feel the just right amount of good.
Yeah, so all the horror stories about having edibles, this is not that. This is not like a full impact.
And you've used them.
Yeah.
Okay.
They help.
Yeah. So Megan always says they help her feel amazing and get in the zone, get creative, calming down.
Yeah.
All that.
Help me sleep. Yeah. All of that.
So it's a 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, it's a 10 out of 10 for me. Microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, just do a quick search online and go to microdose.com and use our code KFS to get free shipping and 30% off, guys. It's a major discount.
30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description. But again, that's microdose.com and code KFS. Love you guys. Back to the show. What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Brooks.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast.
Do you know for sure?
Do you?
I'm pretty sure I know for sure, but this podcast is going to help us know.
We're back. All right, girl.
Girl.
The comments.
It's not there.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. 1,000 comments? No.
We did not say 1,000. Okay, we're not going to do this every time with a, hey, y'all, we back. She don't want to sing, so we ain't going to sing. We just going to be like, what's up?
We can sing. Come on.
We're back. Megan. Winter can sing. Our guests can sing.
Oh, my God. That sounded like I farted. I didn't. It was the chair.
Nah, bitch. You don't be trying to. Come on. Give me a note. We're back.
We're back. See?
Ooh.
Period. I don't even see.
I was gonna go back.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
Go Winter. Hold it though.
I'm only doing this because
we're
we have a
back.
Guest.
Hold back.
Girl. Wrap it up. She said, yeah, get
wow.
to the get to
it.
Been
wrapping up on my shit. On my shit. Yeah, it would have been so beautiful. Three-part harmony. You're not feeling it.
No.
Just do
see?
It. Fucker.
Okay, ready? No, you start.
Okay. We're back.
What? Girl, I don't know how to do that. I'm not going to lie to you.
I got it there.
I've never been a singer in a group.
No, I got it there.
She's like, I've always been a solo artist.
That was what, minor? It was a minor note. It wasn't major, it was minor.
I mean it. We're back. Look, we can never get it right. We're gonna get it right for y'all. To the Know For Sure podcast.
Me and my best friend of 20 years, baby. Oh, give me some. Let me hear that acrylic.
Come on, touch the chunky. Touch it.
We're back, and we have a guest with us today, you guys.
We're still in LA. Apparently, we're never leaving.
We're not leaving LA. We're out here, and we are, you know, giving the people what they want.
Is it what they want?
What do they want?
They said we want the video on time. You right. can start with that.
I'm sorry, y'all. The YouTube is uploading now. And by the time you see this video, it is going to be in the future. So
hopefully this is Tuesday.
Right.
Whatever day it is, I hope it's Tuesday.
I hope you're watching this on a Tuesday. And if you're not, then that means we fucked up.
Again.
I would be going to do this. But we do have a guest, you guys. Winter.
Hi, yes. Winter.
Are you with us today?
Hey, it's me.
Are you nervous? Don't be nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm actually really hot.
Yeah. We had to cut the air off.
Already boiling. We just started.
And you already drank your champagne. So
I mean, I only took one sip.
That glass is halfway gone. For all the listeners.
It was a big gulp. Yeah, it was a gulp.
So welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. It's like so professional.
Thank you.
They don't know how it looks, but it looks so good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're like a boss. Gosh, like a boss ass bitch.
Thank you. We're trying. Don't stress me out, sweetie. I have no idea what it took to get here.
Yeah, no idea.
Fuck.
Yeah, you're our third interview today, so.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Thank you for coming. So for the people that don't know who Winter is, she is an influencer. She's an author. She has history. You know, she was on Bad Girls Club. She was on reality TV.
Yeah, fun times.
Now she's on Instagram.
Yes.
Causing a ruckus.
And TikTok.
And TikTok.
Causing problems every day, like a villain.
I was like, we were going down the list of people that we wanted in LA, and you reached out to me. I talked to you. I wanted you on the show anyways. Yeah. I told Megan, I'm like, yeah, Winter. She's like, I'm so out the loop.
I'm out the
loop.
She
don't know who knows.
I'm not. I don't watch TV that. Yeah. I stick to like my few like shows. Yeah. And lately, I feel like I haven't even been able to watch TV lately.
Yeah. No.
Like, I've been so busy. Yeah.
I don't even follow blogs anymore. I'm so out of the loop. I don't know who anybody is. I don't
What's
care about
going on.
I just don't like, I just feel like it's so toxic. So I just have tried to remove myself completely.
Yeah.
From
and focus on your shit.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been really good at just focusing on my own business, and like, I really don't get in other people's business, but it just got to be so much. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't care about your life. And it's freaking toxic bringing in this energy.
And I'm focused on mine right now.
Yeah. No, yeah. 100%. So.
So if no, if somebody out there didn't know who Winter was, who would you tell them you were? Like,
I mean,
I know you don't want to be like, well, I've been Bad Girls Club.
No, and I don't. I actually don't say that at all. And I actually hate when people like, when I get posted on things and like, that's all they say. But I mean, I guess that's my fault because like, I didn't ever do another TV show after. Mm-hmm. So like, okay. I'm still like a part of that. Whatever.
Now, what season were you on? Or when
I was
were
on
you?
16.
Okay.
This is a long time ago. So this is like forever ago. But yeah. What would I say? I mean, I'm that girl.
Yeah. I believe it. Yeah.
Like, I don't like saying that. I don't like when people call me an Instagram model. I don't like when they say I was on Bad Girls Club.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just me. I'm just chilling. Like, I just happen to have a lot of social media, I guess. I never really tried to get it. So it's, I don't really care about the title.
Yeah.
But I am an author. I do music. Yeah. And
your music is really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
From time to time, I crack jokes and I make people laugh.
Yeah. So. You say you were going to do stand up.
I know. I want to. And
you're
just
so scary.
I'm not scary. I'm not scary. I just like, oh my gosh. I have to write the jokes down. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had to like write it down.
Like, I was just going to go up there and talk shit.
Yeah. I didn't know it was a whole thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah. But actually, I just had somebody tell me the other day, he was like, oh, I don't think you could do it. I'll give you 10 bands and a new Chanel if you can make the crowd laugh.
Oh, bet.
Bitch.
Well, like, is that new bag alert for me?
I know.
I'm like, he can book me now.
Right. But I'm like, I feel like I could do stand up. Honestly, I really do. I just, what if I can't though?
Well, you're never going to know.
I know. I feel like I can, but what if I can't?
What if I get up there?
You know, what if I'm just up there and I just bomb? And I've been to like those open mics where it's just so embarrassing for people.
Yeah. It's so uncomfortable.
I've cried on stage before.
What
do you mean? Look. So
I'm like, so did you do stand up or did you not?
No, it was a singing audition. So they were like, we want you to sing this song. I sang an Adele song and I was so overwhelmed. I was young. I literally started crying. Like, I was so embarrassed. Like, it wasn't
even. That's not funny. I'm so overwhelmed.
No, I was so overwhelmed.
I'm laughing because I get it.
And I was embarrassed. It was just so bad. I didn't even do bad. It just was like, I was like.
What song was it?
What is that? Chasing Pavements or some shit?
That's not what it's called.
I love that song.
Should I give up
at 11?
Should I just keep chasing pavements? Oh, wait, was that it? I think so. I don't freaking know. It was some Adele song, but I thought I could just blow it. I was practicing and everything. I got up there and cried.
Did you get any notes out?
Yeah, I sang the song. But and then I started crying.
In the middle of the
and
song.
And they were like, you did really good. Oh. Why are you crying? I'm just an emotional being. I don't know. I'm just emotional. So, yeah, I cried. It was embarrassing.
Okay, well, before every episode, we like to pull these cards. You want to read it? No? Okay.
You can read it. We usually have the guests read it.
Oh.
What? No. Let her. Oh. You're like, I want that one.
Or the one of the top two. I'll pick them out.
Ugh, I don't freaking know. What's the craziest coincidence that has changed your life? Give me an next one.
No, you have to.
No,
have to answer the one we pulled.
She's like, I don't like
a crazy coincidence. I don't.
A crazy moment in time that has changed your life.
Just a moment, not necessarily a coincidence. I mean, everything in my life is honestly freaking crazy. I feel like my life is like a Lifetime movie. I just always have some crazy shit happening.
What's like the craziest thing where you're like, I can't believe that just happened?
Like something that happened, like it could be growing up. It could be recently in your adulthood. What is the question?
What is the craziest coincidence
that has changed? That's
like, that would be like, oh, I happened to run into this person at the mall. And
they gave me a record deal.
I'm trying to think. Well, I mean, I guess for, I don't like to talk about anything with the show, but that was kind of weird because when I did it, like the year before, my best friend at the time was like, let's lie and say we're sisters and try to get casted on this show as sisters. Mm. And we didn't end up getting casted. Like they never called us back. And then like a year later, they were like, we remember you and we want you to come do this.
Wow. Was she mad you
got her? I was not friends with the bitch by then. Oh. I was like, no,
yeah, I made it.
No, I was like going through a freaking heartbreak and I was like, I need to do something with my life for myself. And like, I know this is raggedy, but it has to be done.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's, I guess that was kind of a crazy coincidence that definitely changed my life.
Yeah.
So what is it about the Bad Girls Club that you, because I feel like you there, that's a thing where you don't. Like you said, I don't like people to know that I'm from there. I don't like.
Well, I mean, it's trashy as hell. Like, I mean, let's just start there. It's disgusting. I mean, who I was when I was freaking 22 years old is a completely different person. Also, when I went on that show, it was edited terribly and it made me seem like this person who I'm not. And still to this day, I have people that, you know, will call me a bully and like think I'm this like terrible negative person. And I'm like, that's just literally just, it's not who I am. It's so far from the truth. And I feel like when I went on the show when I was younger, I was also nervous because I was coming out of like kind of like a high profile relationship. And I remember him telling me, don't go on there, you know, acting hella ghetto and acting hella raggedy and da da da. So I was like putting on this persona of like, trying, and it just kind of bit me in the ass a little bit. And it didn't make me, it didn't show who I am at all. So now I feel like that I'm an adult, and like over the years, how people have been able to see me grow. They're like, oh my God, like you're such a better person now. And I'm like, no, I've always been a good person. It's just,
I'm showing it.
Yeah. Right? I mean, when you go on national television, they can pretty much make you seem however they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was like a whole thing.
Yeah. What was the biggest misconception about you outside of being a bully? Like, what the winner that was 20, because you said who I was at 22 is not who I am now.
I'm 29, baby.
Ooh, you about to enter the best.
I'm grown and sexy.
I just turned 29. I know. You're so happy. It's
the best.
You're gonna love it.
No,
I found a gray hair in my hair the other day.
Really? Did you pull it?
Cut that out.
Yes, I did. Oh my gosh. But wait, what?
So you said who I was at 22, now is not who I am now at 29.
I mean, I think that when I was younger, I was just like easily tempered. Like I got mad really easily. I'm just so different. Like I had a really bad temper always like growing up, and like I'm from the Bay Area. So I feel like how I was raised and how I want to be seen is just two different things. Like I came out of, you know, the ghetto, and I felt like people were looking at me like trashy, you know? And I'm like, I don't like that. Like, I don't want to be seen like this. Like, I mean, sometimes it's my own doing. Like, I have gotten into fights and like things like that and arguments, but I'm like, overall, it's just not a good feeling to like lose your cool all the time and be in fights. And it's just raggedy. Like, I don't want to be raggedy. I want to be a lady.
Like, even though you say you're the same person, you've always been this good person. I feel like you've evolved so much from even when I met you. I met you years ago.
Yeah.
And to me, you've evolved even on social media.
Yeah.
You're super, not super different. You're still the same person, but the way you talk, the way you speak, articulate yourself has just evolved over the years.
Right.
And we were talking about, as soon as you walked in, you'd be like, yeah, in therapy today. So are you have you always been in therapy or is that new?
So I've had therapists throughout the years, like whatever, because I just had a really traumatic upbringing. So for therapy, like I felt like I got to a point where I was like, I'm tired of like being this. I felt very empty. I was like very depressed at times. Like I had a lot of things that I really needed to heal from like my teenage years. And I went through trying to find a lot of different therapists. Like sometimes it just doesn't click. Like, you know, like I feel like certain people didn't understand my lifestyle. I had a lady who was hella religious who would just be like, we'll pray about it. And I'm like, girl, what am I paying you for? Like to tell me to go to church? Like, no, like let's get to the nitty gritty. But yeah, no, I have a new therapist. Like I've been with her for like, I think a year and a half or something. No. And I love her.
So she worked out.
Yeah, she's great. She's like young. She gets
it. Did she know who you were?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I really, she's not allowed to tell me anyways. Yeah. I'd be wondering. I'd be like, do you be on my social media?
That's my problem going into when I was trying to find a new therapist. I'm like, I do not want them to know me.
Yeah.
Preconceived notion.
I'd be telling her the tea of everybody. And I'm like, you can't say nothing to nobody. I'd be telling her about everybody who I be around. It's just cool because she will like kind of know who these people are. As sometimes people be like, what? No.
Yeah.
Who is that?
And I'm like, yeah.
All right, girl.
So you needed somebody that was relatable. To your lifestyle or familiar
For my requirements for a therapist was I needed to be a woman. I wanted her to be kind of young and I wanted her to be of color of
ethnicity.
Just didn't want it to be like a full white woman.
Why was that important to you?
Because I just felt like they wouldn't understand anything that I have gone through like with certain things that I deal with on the internet regarding my race and they just won't understand. They just won't get it.
Yeah.
You know, they just won't get it.
So what, I'm glad you brought that up because the internet seems to think that you're not biracial.
Yes. That's the thing.
What would they think?
She's always defending that. Though. Yeah. I'm like, where did this come from?
Yeah. Why do they think that?
I don't know why. Oh, well, actually I do know why, but this has been going on for like a really long time it's been going on my whole life. I've been going through this my whole entire life. Obviously I'm white passing. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People think I'm Latiner or they think I'm like
something
Mexican.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah. They always
not black.
Yeah. But I mean, how can I say this? Let me try to think.
It's just so difficult.
It's so difficult. Well, some people don't think that I'm black because there is a clip from when I was auditioning or not auditioning but doing like a meeting with Bad Girls Club and it was like via Zoom or something. It was the first time I ever did anything like on a camera or anything, and they were asking me, and I remember having a conversation with the lady, and she was like asking me about my race, and it was a long ass conversation, and I was telling her like I'm black and I'm white but I don't look black. Like, it's had me go through a lot of stuff growing up. It's had me go through a lot of stuff growing up. But she was like, my husband too. Like, oh, I can relate to that. Like, my husband has told me things about him being biracial, but like, he doesn't look black enough. And da-da. So it was this long ass conversation. The way that they edited the clip was like, it was basically like, I was like, yeah, I'm from the hood. So I'm like half black. Or it says something like that.
Instead of being like, I'm biracial.
They just were pretty much lazy with the editing. So the way that it was edited just looked.
Like, I'm saying I'm half black because I'm from the hood.
And I'm like, bro, what the hell? So then it turned into like, okay, well, show us pictures of your dad. And I'm like, okay, first of all, my dad was in prison for 20 years for sexual assault and he's deported from America.
Wow.
So I have like one picture with my father the day I was born.
Wow.
So I like posted my father. Then it turned into, he looks like an Indian man or a dark ass Mexican. And then I'm like, okay. Or they'd be like, he looks like he's half white. Your dad is biracial.
What made you even be like, I'm going to post this picture of my father to prove this to y'all that I'm black?
Well, because it just becomes to be too much. Like, people obviously look at me and they don't believe me. So, you know, that's the biracial thing. Biracial kids, you got to keep an album. Mm-hmm. Like, here's my daddy. Here's my
grandma. Especially if you look a certain way. Yeah. If you don't pull more
and
black.
I mean, it's so exhausting for me at this point. Like, I feel like it's such like a focus for a lot of people. And then I went through like this period on TikTok where they were trying to cancel me for like 2 months, and it was like the craziest experience I ever dealt with.
What happened?
What happened? Oh, this girl had said something about me, and she was like, is she even black? And she was kind of like, she's like a mini influencer. And I had responded to
she is. Bitch, her fingers were almost touching.
She said,
for y'all that are watching the visual, she held up her pointer and her thumb as if she was holding something very small.
Mustard seed.
The size of a mustard seed.
She said, she's a mini, micro, tiny,
she's a mini little influencer. So she has said something about it, and I basically said something back to her, and it blew up. Like, you know, it blew up into this huge thing, and then people were like,
So people reacted based off of your response to her?
Oh, I said some slick shit, like, why is your bottom teeth so yellow? You worried about the wrong color.
Ooh.
Or something like that. Like, I said something like that. I said something snappy, like bitch, quit playing me.
Yeah.
And it just turned into this huge-ass thing, and then they tried to, like, it had already kind of been a thing, my race or whatever. Mm-hmm. People have videos saying that my dad that I posted is actually my stepdad. I have my real dad is white.
Just making stuff up.
Or Mexican. Mm-hmm. They say everything. They say my dad is biracial. I'm like, okay, well, here's my grandma and here's my granddad. Are they not black too? Like, yeah. I don't, what the fuck do you want from me? Like, I don't know what else to do. So it turned into this huge thing. Me being a smart ass, I basically was trolling people back 100%. Yeah. I was like, what was I doing? I had made a video.
You still troll?
Yeah. I just did it the other day.
Yeah, sweetie, on the way
because
here.
Who are you playing with? But no, I had made a video to, so funny. I had made a free, I had like, done, literally I played Beyonce brown skin girl. And I was like, brown skin? Because they're all like, you're not black. You're not black. What are you not getting? I'm like, did I say I would? Did I? Do you think I don't know what color I am? Like, right. I'm aware that I am melanin fair deficient. Skin. Like, right. I get it. So now I'm trolling you and acting like I don't know that. Because they're like acting like I'm delusional. And I'm like, I don't freaking perm my hair. I don't try to tan my skin hella dark. Right. I'm not over here doing the most to try to look really any blacker. So what's the issue?
It's just my genetics.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, and then like people want me to like apologize. And I'm like, apologize for what? Looking white? Like, yeah. I don't know what you want from me. Like, and then my mom had got me like this. my mom, bless her little heart. She's like the most like white, woke white woman. Mm-hmm. She's just hilarious. But she had got me this book and it was like of biracial people and like their experiences being biracial. What do they identify as? Mm-hmm. So it'd be like some people would be like, oh, I identify as African American. Oh, I identify as white. Oh, I identify whatever. So it was this guy who looked like me. Like he was like, couldn't tell what he is, could tell he had a little something in him. And he was like, identify as African American. So I had made, I had posted a picture of myself and I was like, African American. But I was making fun of the guy because I thought it was funny. And of course, you know, the blogs post it and they're like, you're trying to troll and like stir up problems with black women. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm trolling you because you harass me every single day. It's like, people literally have told me to kill myself over this. Like, just wild, crazy, evil shit. People hate me because of this.
Do you feel like you battle with who you identify with or no? Do you feel like I'm black?
No, I don't feel like I'm black. I feel like I'm biracial. But I mean, that's my thing. I don't understand why it's so hard for people to understand that I'm two things. Like, I don't feel white and I don't feel black. I mean, I was raised in black culture, but like, I know that I don't look black enough to just fully identify as black.
Wow. Okay.
But it just.
But even if you did, like, I feel like that's her choice to do so. Yeah. If we're going to allow people to identify their sexuality, regardless if they have physical parts, if they choose to. And I feel like that is a tricky thing because we wouldn't accept a white woman just saying that. Yeah. I wouldn't accept.
Like the Rachel Dozier.
Yeah,
I get that joke all the time. I'm Rachel Dozier. Yeah. I'm like, what part of me is Rachel Dozier?
Right.
Like,
but she got found out.
Like, yeah.
She got found out. But I think that we wouldn't accept it for that. So, but I'm like, if a person is biracial, they should be able to choose
that is a part of it.
How they identify. Yeah. But I will say, I have a friend, one of my really close friends, Ashley. She's biracial, and I remember her telling me her mom's white and her dad's black, and her parents are together, married, healthy relationship, beautiful, and they lived primarily in a white area in Mansfield, Ohio, which is more of like a rural white area, kind of country, you know.
Yeah,
and I remember her saying how hard it was for her growing up because the black people rejected her in some ways, white people rejected her in some ways. And so you feel like you're in this place of, I don't even know where I belong.
Right.
Also, I think that now, like, we're in this place where it's like this joke that's okay. It's okay to be racist or prejudiced towards biracial people. It's like just a never-ending joke. And then like there's these things within the biracial community, which is it's just some real clown shit to me. But like there'll be biracial kids like, well, my mom is black, so like it's different. When you have a black mom and a white dad, it's just different. Like you're just raised differently. You know what I mean? You're raised by a black woman, so you know you're more black. It's like, goddamn, you all pick me ass bitch. Like, calm down. Like you're still mixed. Like you get what I mean? Like at the end of the day, your mom was still fucking white man. Like, why do you think that's better than anything? I don't understand it. But now it's like a whole thing and everybody's so pick me and like it's just okay. Like racism is such like a sensitive topic and people are, you know, constantly walking on eggshells about these conversations. But when it comes to biracial people, it's like but I can be racist towards them, but it's okay. Cause you know how like sometimes people like joke and say shit about white people, but that's okay. Cause it's funny. But, it's kind of like the same thing with mixed people and it doesn't matter. Mm. Like, it's just like, you just don't belong nowhere. It's like a lot of gatekeeping going on.
That's how my friend expressed it to me. She was like, it feels like you don't really have a community that you belong to because both people in some, both communities in some way reject you.
Yeah.
Because you're in between because you're both.
Yeah, I never felt, honestly, like when I was growing up, I really didn't realize for a long time, like, because I was young and I just grew up in such a mixing pot of people in the Bay Area. But I do remember the first time I realized that I was very different from everyone around me was because my cousin was like, why are you white? Mm. And I was like, what? Why am I white? I actually don't know. That's actually a very interesting topic that you brought up.
How old were you?
I don't know. I was like, I was seven. Right. I was like seven or something. I have no idea.
But you remember this vividly.
Oh, I mean, the things that I used to go through in school, because I was really only around black kids or kids of color. So like I looked hella white or people couldn't tell what the hell I was. I would get a Oreo and I used to wear a hood to school every day because people wanted to play in my hair. And I know that that's a thing that black women go through and with people touching their hair and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, people used to be trying to touch on my hair too and braid my hair and oh, look at her straight hair, whatever. Right. And it's like, I can't really talk about those things because nobody wants to hear about your mixed girl problems or like, you know, but it's like, that is my experience.
It affected you. That's your experience.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I think it's just affected me because like you said, like, I don't feel like I have a community. I don't feel, I've never been accepted by any white community at all. I don't even feel comfortable in a room of white people. I never felt like I was, well, I wasn't ever accepted in anything white. Like I had maybe a couple white friends growing up and their, you know, their parents wouldn't want me to hang out with them because I didn't really come from shit. So like, you know, my family was looked at as like poor and trashy and like ghetto and whatever. So they didn't want their kids around me. And then, yeah, I mean, I had to go through that too. Like,
you keep saying your upbringing or your past or how you were raised. Tell us a little bit about your situation when you were raised. Like,
I was raised in the Bay and my mom is like a single mom. My dad was deported from America. He was in prison for like 20 years.
Do you have a relationship with your dad?
No, I've chose to kind of not have a relationship with my dad because what was in prison for, which I wrote about in my book. I wrote about what my dad did in my book. I wrote about how I found out what he did. And like that just made me look at it different. Like when I was younger, I wanted a relationship with my dad because like that's my dad. But then when I found out that he was in prison for sexual assault and you have daughters, to me, that was like, what the fuck? Like, you know, and then you're not here and you ain't never try to do nothing. And I see my mom busting her ass. And like, I had a really like violent upbringing with my mother and like just had a really rough like time growing up. So I didn't really care to have a relationship with him because I was like, you're not here and we're going through all this shit. So.
Do you care now or no?
No, not at all.
It doesn't affect
you. He's a liar. He literally will sit there and say, I try to DM you on Instagram and I try to reach out to you. And I'm like, no, you don't. I see my DMs. Like, you're a fucking clown. Like, and now that I'm a grown ass woman, I know how men be lying. So I'm like, you're really just like a liar. Like, get out of here. Like, you're a clown to me. And I have a sister and she's like close with him. And I'm just, I think it's the like, it's a joke. I do. I think it's a joke.
How is your dad older?
No, he's like 50.
Yeah. 50's young.
Yeah.
I mean, and I just feel like there, because I had a lot of issues with my dad growing up. Where we didn't have, I always wanted to be a daddy's girl.
Right.
And anytime he did show up, I would pop into that space of a daddy's girl because I was so much like him. I looked like him. Like, I looked like him. Right. I was his duplicate, copy paste. Like, it was me.
Yeah.
I was his first child. So I always wanted to be a daddy's girl, but we had, you know, my dad lied a lot. Mm-hmm. He would say he would do stuff. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't show up birthdays, Christmas. You know, he just wasn't there.
Right.
And same. So my mom busts her ass.
Yeah.
My mom has 2 master's degrees. You know what I'm saying? Like, worked all the time, worked part-time jobs.
Right.
I saw that. So it does make you kind of resent the person that should be helping out.
Right, definitely.
But I will say that it was my choice in forgiveness that changed a lot in my dad's life.
Right. Mm.
It was me. It was that act of love, even mm-hmm. when it didn't feel deserved on my end.
Yeah.
That did a lot in changing that. Mm-hmm. And we now have the best relationship. Like, I talk to my dad every day. We have the best relationship. We're like this.
But it took work. It took healing.
Yeah.
It took being intentional.
But I always try to encourage people to never fully close the door.
Right.
Even if you don't see them for what, because at the end of the day, as a parent, because I have three boys, what I've learned is that you're sent on your own assignment when you come into this earth.
Yeah.
And it's not just to be a parent. That's part of the journey, but that's not the only reason why you're here. And I think having that understanding kind of gives you some grace in allowing people to make mistakes, even if they affect you.
Right. Mm.
And it's hard to do that. But I always, when I hear about relationships with fathers and daughters, I always try to, you know, share my story, because me and my dad didn't always, I mean, we've had me and my dad like cussing each other out in each other's face. Like, I will fuck, like fighting each other. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Bad stuff. Like, my dad was not a good person in a part of his life.
Yeah.
And said some very damaging things to me and did some very damaging things. But I always try to like push that encouragement. And, that, you know, everybody has their decision to make, but sometimes that act of forgiveness or that act of love, even when it's not deserved, it could, you never know what that could do for a person's life. So I always try to like,
for his and hers.
Right.
I mean, I never really, I know it's crazy, but like, I never really felt, I don't know, I just didn't really give a fuck. I was like, he's not here. Okay. Like,
do you really think you feel that?
Or is that, or is that a protection?
I don't really know, because I don't know what that feels like. I don't know what it feels like to grow up with like a father in your home. And like, I remember when I would be younger and I would have friends with their dads and I'd be like, who the hell, like, this grown man just be in your house? Like, that's weird.
It's my dad.
Like, he just be around. Like,
he actually talks to you? That's crazy. That shit
like,
is weird.
Like, wow, he hugged you?
I didn't understand it. Yeah. So I've never seen that
But
before.
That's how I was with, like, girls be like, my mom's my best friend.
Right.
I'm like, you tell your mom everything?
Yeah.
Like, me and my mom aren't that close. So I'll be like, like, y'all are shopping and drinking mimosas? Yeah. Like,
well, see, I didn't have that either, too. Yeah. So, I mean, like, I feel like a lot of me, I really, in a lot of ways, raised myself. Like, I'm not taking away from how hard my mom has worked or whatever, but I never had, like, a relationship with my mom where I could, like, have a girl talk with her. Like, when I got my first period, I didn't tell nobody. When I had to, you know, buy my first bra, she didn't help me. Start wearing thong underwear. She didn't know when I lost my virginity. Like, I had to just kind of like navigate through everything on my own.
Do you feel like that plays a role in you not feeling, even with like, and maybe why the race thing is so sensitive? Because it's like, I didn't have a place to return to, like a place to belong.
Either side to
That's
really
what I'm saying.
With.
Like, I didn't connect with my mom. I didn't connect with my dad. I don't connect with white people. I can't connect with black people.
Yeah.
It's like this constant, and now it forces you to be in this position where I got to do it on my own and I have to defend myself. So anytime somebody comes at you with something, it's like, no, fuck that. I'm going to troll you back because it's on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I feel like for me, like, I've just always felt like, in a way, like, very alone. Like, I have myself. I'm the only person who is going to sit here and go to bat for me every single time. And I think that's part of the reason why I can clap back on the internet. I will be like, fuck every single one of you, because I have to protect myself. It ain't nobody else that's going to do it.
It's a protection.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've just always kind of been like that. I've always had to fight for myself and protect myself, and nothing's changed. It's just like that.
I feel like you've evolved on the internet, though. And I'm going to say, like, hold on, I'm about to look, because I screenshotted it and you said I could say it.
What?
Let me look real quick.
Oh, my God. What did I say you could say?
You said, you're like, am I sure that I said you could say? You did. I took a screenshot. Let me see. I'm going to see. So this was on your close friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And I do want to read it because I'm one of her close friends. I'm special. And I feel like I do get to see, you know, you pretty much who she is on her close friends is who she is publicly. Mm-hmm. It's not like she's not the same person. But
I might just post boys in there.
Yeah. You know. Like, who is this boy? When touch my girl. Nobody.
Just one
my
of them. Ex. One of the gang.
But she also posts a little more vulnerable. She's a little more vulnerable on her close friends and a little more like, I'd be like, oh, she just wants to heal.
Oh,
you know? So I'm going to read this. And I want you to kind of explain this, like where you are now. This is on her close friend. She said, I am so exhausted from overextending myself, being understanding and forgiving to men in relationships and to girlfriends who don't give two fucks about me. I really wish this makes me emotional.
Yeah, I kind of like,
sorry.
Fuck.
Don't be emotional.
I know. I'm like, why am I?
Is your period coming?
I didn't say this. I don't think so.
I be crying all the damn time.
But I hate that you feel like this. And I have a relationship with you outside of social media. Yeah. So, I love you. I really wish somebody could understand my frustration. I don't know what to do anymore. I don't want to be a hurt-ass, closed-off, evil person because that's not me. Mm-hmm. But I'm slowly becoming just that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I have, like, I don't know. I have bad luck in friendships. I do have bad luck in relationships with men too. And I can't say that that's not my fault because I could be a toxic ass bitch and I'm working on it. Like, you know, everybody wants to find their soulmate. I'm trying to get it together.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I overextend myself in friendships and relationships. I feel like I give people a million chances. Mm. I just think that I'm so understanding when it comes to making mistakes because I've made plenty that when somebody fucks up, I'm like, I get it. I fucked up before. Let me give you another chance. But then it becomes like, I know that I could take advantage of this person and pretty much do whatever I want to do because she's always going to be like, cool, come back. And this is with friendships too. I've
with females.
Yeah. I've given girls a lot of chances and like I would keep getting shitted on in the same exact way. And it's like, it looks bad on me publicly because I have the platform. So like when people see me like, you know, falling out with friends, it's like, oh, Winter can't keep friends. And it's like, you don't know what these people have done to me. Like, you don't know, like, literally how much stuff behind closed doors that has gone on. But I can't air my business out and tell y'all the full story.
Do you think that starts with you allowing different caliber of people into your life, having boundaries, having non-negotiables, and not...
Or do you feel like you ever go into relationships really trusting people because you've had to be so guarded and protected?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I mean, I don't
know. Is it inviting the right people into
your life? I'm trying
to
get better at this. Yeah. I'm trying to get better like at like setting boundaries, not letting people back into my life because all my friends know like I like even with men, I have like I will recycle the same man 100 times for years because it's just like I don't really be liking nobody new. Everybody annoys me. So like I'll just keep giving people chances and chances and chances. And I'm like, I finally came to the realization that like this is not going anywhere. It's not going to go nowhere. You need to let this go and let your soulmate find you because it's just not working out for me. So.
Wow.
I just looked at my best friend because one of my old dudes texted me and she was like, why is he texting you?
She was like, I have a couple questions. That was before. She was like, oh,
I can chime in.
She was like, I saw a name pop up on your phone. We going to talk after the interview. I was like, Winter was like, girl, my business. Yeah. So do you feel like you choose toxic men?
100%. I have the worst taste in men.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
So where does that shift?
It'd be fun.
No. See? No. You can't keep doing that.
It does. It is a little
Because I know
fun.
You want to be in love and be
no,
happy.
No, I do want to be in love and I do want to be happy. But like, I don't know. I don't really connect with that many people. And like, when I like the person, I don't know. I guess they'd be kind of toxic. Like, I just don't know what it is. I swear, I don't know.
Have the answer. So don't look. I'm just
asking. I think it's a array of things because you know, we all have our own decisions to make. And we all choose what we allow in our lives and what we and too the energy, you know, what is attracted to you is what you put out. And so I think that as women, yes, people can fuck us over and that's not right. But at the same time, we have to take ownership in our power and what we allow. You know what I mean? And I think something else that you said, I don't want to fuck with new people. I just recycle the same person. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes it can be scary to start over.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And it's like, now I got to trust you and let you in.
And then I got to have sex with a new person. Like, new body.
You don't have to have
and
sex
you don't.
With
I do. I do. I do.
Just wait.
No.
See if you like them.
I need to know what that dick is like before I know if I like you like that.
Wow.
I promise you.
Backwards.
No, I'm sorry, because what if I really like somebody and then the dick is trash and then I gotta let them go?
No, because you can evolve.
I am 29 years old. I am not teaching a man how to eat pussy.
Orgasm 2 months ago. But so don't ask
Let me ask you this. Do you believe in monogamy? Or do you want a monogamous relationship? Like, do you want to be married? Do you want
Yes, I want a monogamous soulmate, relationship. But I do believe in, like, you know, having a little fun from time to time.
For
to,
you and the guy.
Yeah.
So
yes,
you don't
yes,
want a monogamous yes. relationship. I or mean, you want to do it together okay. or no, open do it relationship.
With him. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to have a little fun.
But see, that's what I'm saying. That, not, yeah, with me.
Not like, no, not separate. But also, if I'm just being realistic, like, also, that's another thing. Like, the type of men that I date are usually, like, very wealthy men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like their standard for relationships is different. Like, pretty much every rich man is going to be like, I'm a cheat only a little bit, and I'm going to make sure that you don't find out. And that's really, like, a real thing. And that's
90% of them.
I would say yes. about 99. I would say about 99. Like, and I've struggled with that because I could be in situations right now where I want to, like, you know, play this dumb role and I don't know what's going on and I'm going to sit down, shut up and take that bread. And this is a guy that I really love. Mm. But that hurts my feelings, yeah. you know?
Because you like the guy.
Yeah. It's like if I love you, like, no. And definitely don't tell me that. And I'm never going to actually openly agree to that.
Right.
Mm. What you think I'm about to say? Okay. No, bitch. I'm about to say you better not ever cheat on me.
Mm. Right. Look. But then when it happens, you go back 100 times.
How would I know? I don't want to even ever know once that happens. Mm. I don't ever want to know. I would never want to know.
But you want monogamy.
Yeah.
She don't know what she wants.
No, I feel like she does.
No, I do. I feel I like just she don't does, think it's all the way
realistic.
Like
I don't think it's all the way realistic.
I can see. But I can't say man. That. Yeah. Because when I said it, everybody was mad. No, so I'm not going
to
say nothing.
I could have a man and he was 100% faithful to me and he was everything that I asked for. He was funny, smart, successful, with a big dick and no kids and yeah. tall and dark skin. No,
right, the list goes on. With a big dick and no kids.
That's how I pick up and kill it with a big dick. With no, I was like, wow.
No, with no seriously. Kids, got two cars, got one home.
Two cars and a Yorkie with a, like,
a pit bull and a Doberman and a... Bentley and a
backyard with a lot of land and a like what
acres on acres
and a swimming pool with a hot tub
and a business and a company. He a CEO and a
entrepreneur. No, 9 to 5. Don't cancel me. Whoa, like, what?
No, but for real though, please. No, but seriously, if I could have all of those things,
yeah, dark skin with a big dick. That's a song. Yeah, that was about skin with a big dick with an F.
Because I've never been with a belly.
Hey,
okay, we're ugly. No
fire. You need to lay that down.
You do. We'll do the background track. We'll do the backgrounds.
Right.
We'll do the backgrounds. Yeah. Yeah.
Not the group. Okay.
I love that. But no, so I mean, I understand where you're coming from.
I just don't think it's realistic.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
Big dick with a small dog in a backyard with a pool.
With a pool. A little jacuzzi on the nighttime with a what? Champagne, a little bubbly. Like what? All right, bitch, we get it. You want a rich nigga. Basically, no.
That's faithful. Okay, good luck with that one.
Private jet with a... Yeah.
Like, don't, can't I have it all? I mean, I was just recently, like, dating somebody briefly, and, like, I told him, I said, why can't I have it all? I want it all, and I really don't want to settle, because I could have settled with a bunch of these little raggedy muffins, but... I don't want to. Like, I want all of it. I want the love. I want...
So why do you feel like it's not realistic if you want it? Because if you can want it and imagine it,
it exists.
It exists.
I just feel like sometimes I can't shut the fuck up. And
well,
like...
Good for you.
So accountability. So do you feel like it's me?
Some parts.
Okay.
Yeah. Some parts are me. I mean... Yeah, some parts are me because I cut people off pretty quickly also, but that's why I recycle them so many times because I'd be like, we've been talking back for 2 months, but you just did this and it pissed me off. You got to go. Get up out of here. I'm like Judge Judy, low key. Like I'd be.
Yeah.
I don't really play that shit. But then I do play that shit because then I let them back. Yeah. And they're like, you're not serious.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of my problem.
She's like, you know? She's like, bitch, I'm in therapy. I told you that. I'm figuring it out. You're making the proper steps and you take accountability. So good for you with your toxic ass.
I know.
Yeah.
It's gotten crazy before. But I'm working on that. I don't cuss people really out like that no more.
You feel like you're growing, though.
I am
You
growing.
Do not feel like you're stagnant, staying in the same place.
No, absolutely not. Like, good. I'm getting so much better.
That's
like,
all that matters.
Yeah.
So I do want to talk to you about body positivity and what you have been going through lately. Once again, I'm a close friend. She talks about it on her regular page, actually, too. You got a BBL, and you absolutely hate it.
I don't absolutely hate it right now. But so, okay, so basically my surgery journey is...
But there's been issues with...
Yes.
Got you. Okay.
So I got a BBL, I don't know, maybe like 3 years ago, and I got botched. And my ass looked like a Dorito. My ass was literally shaped like a Dorito. It went viral. I don't know if you guys seen it, but you could probably Google it. It literally looks like this. But so I got botched, tried to get it fixed. It did not work. I had to wait a whole year. I was like so depressed because I looked horrendous.
Because you posted recently, like, don't get your body done.
Yeah.
Do you believe that or do you regret getting your body done?
I mean, it's tricky for me because it's like, I like having my body done, but as much trauma that it has brought me, it really like not. It wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't been worth it. It's just been so much like, then I had to gain 20 pounds to like.
To even do
to
it.
To get another one to try to fix the Dorito booty. And then the Dorito booty wasn't all the way
You
got to
stop saying
and
Dorito.
It is a Dorito booty. It was a
Dorito booty. Like,
I'm like, is it Cool Ranch?
Because if it was spicy nacho, I would take a bite out of that bitch.
No, but even then, just recently, I had like a whole issue. I didn't talk about this publicly yet, but so basically, I had got my revision BBL like a year ago. I was so happy with the results. I felt like it was fixed. I was freed from the shackles of a botched Dorito and whatever. But then about a year later, I started feeling like, I don't know if the fat was dying or it just kind of slowly started to go a little bit back to how it was. Not all the way, but I just started seeing that Dorito again a little bit. And I was like, ooh, okay. So I went to go get fillers in my butt. Not illegal fillers, legal fillers. Like, not like ass shots in a basement, but like fillers in your butt.
Yeah. To help balance it out.
Yeah. So like 2 weeks ago, I was on a freaking plane with Jade, my best friend.
Who was over there.
Yeah.
Making and sure I don't she don't know. Say nothing crazy.
She's like, bitch. Yeah. Tread lightly.
That's Megan.
That's me.
Like, yeah.
Tread lightly, bitch.
But I think I like bumped my butt cheek on something and it like got hella swollen and red. And I thought that I was like had an infection in my butt cheek. Oh, I called my mom crying my eyes out. I'm so sick of this. Like, I can't keep dealing with this. Like, I just want this shit gone. Like, I don't know what to do anymore. Mm. Like, I never can like be happy, but it's like, I'm not doing these things because I'm like, oh, I want a bigger butt in a smaller waist. I'm just trying to fix the damn original problem from 3 years ago.
Wow.
So it just keeps adding and keeps going. And I'm just,
and this was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, this just happened.
Jesus. And it
yeah, it was fine. It went back, but I was like,
it's scary.
I was Googling shit like my leg gonna fall off. Oh my God, do I really know what they put in my butt? Like, was this illegal fillers? Like, it was just like a whole thing, and it's scary. And then also on top of it, just getting a BBL in general is so dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
It's so dangerous. And then I feel like with my revision, I literally felt like I was going to die on the fifth day. I told my mom I really felt like I was going to die.
I believe it.
Yeah,
I went with my sister, and I thought my sister was going to die.
Yeah, it was scary. I lost hella fucking blood. Like, I had like the craziest headaches I've ever experienced. Couldn't stand up. I was like pitch paper white, like, it was terrible. It was like the worst thing ever.
So why do you feel like, well, two questions. One, do you feel like it was worth it? And B, why do you feel like women, because that ain't the first time we've heard that. I feel 100%. Like every single person that I know who has had a BBL,
had some type of issue.
They're like, this is the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. I've never.
Jesus.
But then I hear people that experience that and be like, but I would do it again.
Yep.
Right.
Or, well, because you forget about it.
Or why is this so important that we do this?
Well, I mean, it's
why
just
is
like
it such a trend right
it's
now?
It's such a trend and it's so damn annoying. I mean, look, honestly, I had an okay body before I had surgery. You know, if I could go back in time, I would work out 100%.
And just gain it naturally.
Yeah, yeah. I would just do what I needed to damn do. Like, you know, but I was kind of like first getting money and like, I was like, I want to do something. So then I did my titties because I was always flat chested. So I was like, let me do my titties.
Now
like,
that I will take a risk for because I ain't
scared,
got no titties.
Well, I was scared to do my body. And that's the only reason why I got my titties then because I was like, I just want to do something different. So I'm going to just do my boobs. I'm too scared for a BBL. But then I was like, no, like I still want a BBL. Like, and the titties went.
Why did you want it though? Feel like obviously CNN, social media, CNN?
I wanted my waist to be snatched and I wanted my butt to be fat. Like, I wanted my waist to be even smaller. Like, I wanted my butt to be a little bit bigger. Like,
but do you think that that's because, like, you wanted it because of what it does on social media?
What we see every day in pop culture.
I don't care about no damn social media. Honestly, I'm just way too self-centered. I really don't care about what everybody else got going on, and I really have never felt the need to, like, compete with other people or keep up with other people with the flexing shit on Instagram and all that. But I was like, it would look good. I want that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, to post or my pictures are going to do better.
Right.
Or I'm going to be able to pull more dudes. Because, I mean, I wasn't missing no meals. So.
Right. You're an idiot.
I just wanted it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't
really
feel no pressure. But
yeah. But
so if you have females that are out right now that are like, I'm thinking about getting a BBL, what would
you
say?
No. I tell people
don't
no.
do it.
I'd be like, don't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they really bad build. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. I mean, if you really feel like the change, you're
like, SpongeBob, do it. It's worth the risk. If you die, you die. I don't know what to tell you.
If you are built like a cracker.
But you're SpongeBob, babe, so you need to take that risk.
She said, don't do it.
Well. I mean, if you really feel like you need it, I mean, go ahead. But
I think like everybody should do what's happening.
Do what you want to damn do. Do what you want to do, but like.
Do it for the right
reasons. No,
it's risky.
Yeah, don't it's just scary. Know the glitz and the glam of it. Like,
no,
I'm just
going to
look popping. Yeah.
And it doesn't always come out how you want it. And a lot of girls, like it for pretty much every girl, you always end up getting a second round. That's what they call it. And they told me that in the
Lord
beginning, you're gonna
mercy.
Want a second round. You're gonna want a second round. You will want a second round. And it's just not it.
Yeah.
Do you feel like if it was more of a trend, like if Kim K today decides to be small,
well,
like
she
no
did.
Ass.
She lost, like, I think Kim K. I love you, Kim. Don't get mad at me. But
she might never. If Kim was watching this, bitch, come on the show.
Kim, right. Kimberly.
Kimberly. What's up, Kim?
I think that Kim K got her ass shots removed. I just want to say that. And then she just lost like 16 pounds or whatever for like whatever.
That dress or something.
Yeah. I get confused because sometimes I look at her butt and I'm like, wow, it's huge. And then other times, I'm like, have I don't
a BBL. I'm sorry. But like a lot of people can't tell the difference between BBLs and ashots.
So how do you,
I feel like
you
can tell the difference. I can tell.
What is the difference though?
The difference is just the way it looks, the way it's shaped, how skinny they are. If they're naturally very petite and then they got a big butt, they weren't able to gain hella weight. They have ashots. Because
like, you have to gain weight to move the fat somewhere.
You can tell.
Got you.
You can 100% tell. And,
got you.
And now that BBLs is such a trend, people think that, oh, you have a big butt, you automatically have a BBL. But no, baby girl's been getting ashots forever.
Yeah, yeah. Because like, that's what Jada said. Amore Jada said it publicly. She was like, I didn't get a BBL.
She said,
And you can see she's hella small.
She's petite.
Like, she don't look like a girl who could just gain hella weight or like 20 pounds and be able to get it transferred to her butt.
Yeah.
It's hard for girls to get BBLs.
I didn't even think about that, to be honest with you. That's the first time I've ever thought about that. Like, if you ain't, where do you fat?
Really try.
Because if I try to get a BBL
now. They would make you gain weight.
You wouldn't be able to.
You had to gain weight so they can have fat to move.
Wow. Where was fat before?
Where was the fat? Well, I mean, when I had to get my revision and they made me gain 20 pounds, I was drinking like 3 Ensure shakes a day, eating crazy, disgusting, like literal, just like, what is it? A glutton?
Yeah.
A gluttony.
You were just indulging in all of it. You was like,
and they
everything.
Were like, eat a lot of burgers, eat a lot of Ensures, and do all this. And now I still can't get the damn weight off. I'm big as hell.
It was like, oh, that bitch.
It didn't go nowhere. All they did was move it around, so I'm still big.
I'm the same size.
I'm trying to get it off now. So
you're not big. I feel you though.
I'm serious.
I didn't. But I actually never thought about that. I mean, that's a very good.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so mindfucked about that, but I didn't think about that. Like, you got to have some to transfer if it's fat.
So you have to gain
and
weight.
And then it's kind of like a waste of money. If you're like a skinny girl and then you gain like 10 pounds and they're like, okay, we can work with that. They're really just trying to take your money because that is going to die.
It's going
to
die.
The fat is going to die. It's not going to stick. Like, it's really just a waste of time.
Wow. Half of it dies or the percentage of it dies when they pull it out. Yeah. But to answer your question, I think if she made it a trend to be skinny, and
she is kind of making it back,
you know,
a trend,
and that's what's about to be popping again.
And I'm a follow it because I love
and I'm a delete.
No, but I do want to be skinny, and I do want to be like, you know, just slim back.
Back to slim.
I hate looking like a BBL bitch. Like, the BBL brigade is taking over the world, and I just feel like I'm shaped like every girl. Like, okay, my body does look good. Like, I have a nice stomach. A lot of girls' stomachs be looking a little janky, but.
Yeah, that BBL stomach is very
ridiculous.
Noticeable.
Somebody, and I can't relate. So shouts to my genetics, because
some people can
it's
be like
we can see that, sweetie.
Yeah, it's a little bumpy.
It's bumpy. I think that's called fibrosis. That's if you like don't get massages. Murder massages. You just have bad genetics.
It's just so much. All in all, she said, don't any girl out there,
but
what makes you happy.
Do what makes you happy.
I get it, but know the risks. Know what you're doing.
100%.
People just doing stuff because they get a little check and now you want to go.
And let's keep it real. Me and you have had that conversation. We lost a lot of weight. And we were like, bitch, or even before we lost weight, we were like, let's go get lipo.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I've had consultations on.
Even now, I have no. If you would have seen my ass before I lost weight, this is important. Okay. If you would have saw my ass, everybody thought that.
Oh, yeah.
You got your ass done.
Yeah. Right.
I was very thick.
Yeah.
But the reason why you knew I didn't get my ass done, I had thighs.
Baby. Yeah.
But I'm like, my family is. Thick. I was very that Coke bottle shape. And then last year I lost almost 60 pounds.
Damn.
And now I have no ass. And that was a big, that was an adjustment for me to see my body look different.
I can't even imagine losing 60 pounds. Like, that's crazy.
I lost 35.
But it wasn't.
That's crazy.
Like you said, I wish, I don't even think about getting a BBL because I'm like, I want to. Only thing I want is not an ass, but I want a little. Right now, it's like
a little something.
Nothing is there. Yeah, there's no muscle. I need to build a muscle. Yeah. I'm like, do they got a muscle transfer?
No.
Can you put a muscle in?
That's all I need is a muscle.
Wow. Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What do you have going on now? Or what do you, well, let me ask two-part question real quick. What do you want people to know you for? Like when this is all said and done, mm-hmm. What do you want your legacy to be? Mm-hmm. What do you want people to say? Winner. Yeah, oh, so God. Just, I was a bad bitch. No. And what else?
Besides
don't
that.
Play with me.
No, I mean, I feel like I have a pretty inspirational story. Like I write about it in my book about pretty much all the things that I had to go through to get to where I'm at, which, you know, is not really the average path. It was a really tough road. So I just hope, you know, I can inspire people to keep going and to, you know, no matter what cards you're dealt, just know in your head that you could do anything that anybody else can do because we're all humans. We all got the same hours in a day. Mm. I just want to be an inspiration for people to keep going. Like, I think when I first kind of came out on the internet, I had a really bad rep. And I felt like I made it a point to, like, show people who I really am. I'm a genuine person. I'm a goofy person. Like, whatever. I'm a good person. So, you know, don't let people write your story for you.
Yeah.
And
I love that. Yeah. You writing a second book?
I am writing a second book.
That where can we? Cool. Where can people get the first book at?
I bought her first book. I haven't read it yet. But.
Yeah. It's called, my first book is called See, I Was Right. It's available on Amazon. It's available on my store, but Amazon is quick. So
you said just Amazon Prime.
One day.
Yeah.
But See, I Was Right. Working on my second. That should be out in...
Is it like a part two of that?
It is a part two.
Okay.
Like a continuous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a continuation of the story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The reviews are so good on it. Yeah. I got to sit down. I don't read it at all. I know I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
That's one thing. B is going to support. She may not read it.
Right.
But she going to buy the
book. She might not wear it. She going to it's on the floor.
She is going to support.
No, I know a lot of people.
I bought it. As soon as you dropped it, I bought it.
People want me to do an audiobook hella bad, but I'm like, damn, sitting in the studio doing all them pages all over.
Listen, we interviewed Tabitha and she said, it was a book about her life, Tabitha Brown, and she said it took me a day and a half. She said because I know my story.
Like, so oh, her audiobook.
Yep.
She did
oh, really,
her. She said
it?
A day and a half.
I'm not thinking it's about to take me 2 months or
if
something.
But if she was like, she was like, I know my story, and so it's easy for me to say it because it's just.
And I'd rather me do it because I wanted it in my voice. And people already when they read the book, they're like, I can hear your voice. Like, I can hear you saying this story.
And you sold how many copies? Like the first couple days or something, or the first.
I don't know how many copies, but
no, but it was a lot.
Yeah,
I remember you posting it. It was like thousands of copies or something.
I don't know how many copies it was, but I made like a lot of money in the first week.
Yeah.
And I was shocked because when I first like was ordering the books to like sell, I was like, should I order 100 books? Like, I don't know if that's going to sell. Like, I don't know if that's going to do it.
Wow.
Like, I just don't know. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Yeah. I was looking at that number, ding, 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 ding. I was like, Jesus, I'm an author, bitch. Like, that's crazy. But yeah, so it's still doing really good. I hope the second one does just as well.
It will.
Good. It will.
Good
it will.
For you.
It will.
Good. So anything else coming up?
Besides
stand up.
Yeah, I do music. I need to freaking do.
You got open for being. We got
to
figure out.
I know. I want to. I be telling my friends.
I said, don't be getting up there.
Shit, I could open up for her.
I'm like, look, don't get up there playing and cussing bitches out.
No, but and that's another thing.
Like, bitch, you need to laugh.
Do you deal with hecklers?
Very minimal.
But like, what do they be saying?
No, you've never had a heckler.
Somebody has yelled out to me, bitch, you're not funny.
Oh, really? When was that?
And what'd you say?
And where was I?
I don't know.
Because they would have never said that when I was in
the And that's what I mean. Those moments.
But I don't roast people. I made it like, I don't know. I don't know how to roast.
Well, I'm not going to roast nobody because I don't want nobody to be embarrassed. But, you know.
It was at a theater. It was like at a bigger show. I remember that. I don't remember the show.
I do not. I not
bitch,
you're not
funny.
There.
I would have said, well, bitch, why are you here?
Like, he was like,
I would always have to say that.
It was a random. I mean, people are drunk. People want to see the headliner.
Yeah.
But even Dave Chappelle is my favorite comedian.
The great, still good
headliner. And he talks about in the middle of his prime getting booed. So yeah. it can happen.
Yeah. I just like I would cry, like the freaking singing thing. I would cry or I would beat somebody up. Either
like
or.
Fight me, bitch.
Yeah.
She's like, one extreme or the next.
Because I will, bitch, for real. That's the problem.
So I can't wait to hear your music. It's so
you have music coming out?
I just dropped a single.
Just dropped a single.
Is it Lucky? It's called You Are Very Lucky.
I love that.
And where can they get that? iTunes everywhere.
Apple Music, iTunes, all of that. Yeah, everything. Spotify. Type in Winter Blanco. And I'm about to drop another song. So that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for coming and sharing your story and opening up.
She's so cute. So we end every episode with something that you know for sure after this episode, K-N-O-W. And what are you saying no to for sure?
So something you know for sure and know for sure.
What am I saying no to?
She said, I'm going to start there.
Saying no to people from my past trying to get back into a bitch life.
So you're not going to text that nigga back?
She said people from my past trying to get back
into my girl. Well, right. That's technically my present. So,
Okay. So your past.
I'm lying. He is from my past.
I know. Yeah. She said it was one of her old niggas. Okay, no, Winter. You got to make a pact right now.
A real no.
We're making a change. Don't text him back.
I can't make that promise.
She said, girl.
I'm about to step here and lie to y'all. But what I know for sure is that I'm going to continue to grow and elevate as a grown woman.
Yeah.
That's a grown woman.
Good. And y'all stop coming for her. Leave her be.
Stop playing with me before I knock your head off.
No.
Winter.
I'm like, let me do it.
Let her say it and you just say yes. Stop playing with me before I knock your socks off. Knock your rocks off. Like,
please, not socks.
She said, stop playing with me. Jesus Christ.
Let me
she
do
said,
it.
What I know for sure is I'm going to try to keep evolving.
And I'm like, y'all. She's like, yeah, because fuck y'all niggas. Like, give me a minute. What?
She ain't evolved yet.
Look, they do be having me fucked up. So look, sometimes.
Listen, y'all. Leave her be. Leave her be. She's sweet. Leave her be.
I'm very sweet.
She is. Leave her be.
She's playing with me. Rock your rock. Like, goddamn.
Oh, my goodness.
We love you guys. Know for sure. And I hope you got to see a different side of Winter. I love you.
It was so nice to meet you and get to know you. Yeah. And you're just a beautiful person. Yeah. And I pray that you continue to grow and evolve. And I love that you're open with your journey and you're bringing people along on that. And that's a beautiful thing. Yep. And I want to encourage you that everything that you want, you can get. It don't matter how unfeasible or unfathomable it seems. If you can see it, feel it, it is out there. You haven't settled thus far, so don't do it now.
Period.
You got
Thank you guys.
Thank you for
coming. It was fun.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.